RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Listen to whoever's hosting Starkey's show tomorrow to hear about Starkey's Card of the Week from the Baseball Card Castle and Cranberry. Contest runs every Wednesday through Friday at noon at the 93.7thefan.com contesting page.
I feel like there's a puncher's chances, actually, Joe.
What card are they going to give away? Okay.
It is, Joe?
I am also producing.
What a good guess by me.
I think the card is going to be Aaron Rodgers' first last game. Then Aaron Rodgers' rookie card.
I think it's going to be a Scotty Miller card. Maybe an MVS card to reflect Aaron Rodgers' most favorite target from last game. When was the last time MVS got targeted 9 times?
How about maybe a Ryan O'Hearn rookie?
That wouldn't be a bad one. I actually would be fine with that.
How about a Ben Kindle rookie?
How about a
Yegor Chinnikov?
I was just going to say, how about a Yegor Chinnikov? Can we get a Yegor Chinnikov rookie?
Donnie's biggest football topic of the day is in the Donnie Football Debrief, and it's brought to you by Saloni's Italian Bread Company, over 100 years of baking experience. Donnie will be hosting for us tomorrow at 2. Charlie Borges is here.
Hello.
And he has something for us that is football related?
Yes.
Okay.
Two things. The debrief, 12/30/2025. The first thing is a thinking thing that I have for you guys. A thinking thing.
Dangerous game to play with us.
Yep. My good friend Brandon sent me a video about these two guys talking about sports teams and their favorite sports teams, and that every team should have a designated jersey number that's retired of the athlete that pissed you off the most, so that number can never be worn again, because whoever wore that number was so bad that it ruined...
Well, Malsy's calling for number 8 to be hung from the rafters.
For a second, I misinterpreted that and thought, like, for the Steelers, it's Brady or Lewis, but there are all-time Steelers who wore 12 and 52.
No, he's talking about the guy on the Steelers.
Guy on the Steelers who was so bad.
Yeah, I think it's
that you have to retire the number to reverse the curse that person bestowed upon your franchise.
Oh, boy.
What would the number be for your Pittsburgh Steelers?
I think it's Pickett's number.
Honestly, though, like, they moved on from it so quickly, it might surprise you that I'm probably not going to take that one. You know, it's just one that, for various reasons, this number of player pissed me off, although right now the guy wearing it is doing a good job. 14, Pickens and Limus Swede.
Yeah, I thought about Limus immediately.
That was
even though
first
he was
one.
Only a second round pick. It's
I've
just
never
that
heard
image,
of that man before.
It's just that image of him not making that catch against Baltimore and just laying on the ground on the turf
and then saying he was hurt. Yeah,
yeah. That's a tough one to shake.
That play was so bad that even something Pittsburghers love that he did later in that game couldn't redeem it. He almost killed a Ravens player, Corey Ivey, I think it was, with a ridiculously wicked block later in that game. And even that thing, like Hines Ward would have been smiling at that block, probably was, couldn't redeem him. Here's another one. I think Jarvis Jones's 95 would be up there for modern Steelers who made me mad.
Well, the guy that I was going to name...
6 sacks in 4 years.
Keanu Benton would have to give up his number. But Greg Lloyd wore 95.
I know. Didn't Kendrell... No, Kendrell Bell never wore it. He wore 57. Or did... Wait a minute.
I thought about 25 for Artie Burns, but that's Ryan Clark's number.
Kendrell Bell wore 97. That's what it was. Is there anybody else who made me really, really mad as a Steeler?
How about Devin Bush, 55?
Joey Porter, though. Well, yeah. Joey Porter got really mad at me.
Yeah, so that would actually be a good one for you. Arthur Moat's 55, too.
And Arthur is a big, you know.
Nice guy.
Yeah. So on this show many a time. Yeah. Man, that is a hell of a question.
Could you think of any, like, pirates or penguins?
Oh, my God. If we did pirates, we could be here all day.
I will say this one for a Penguins, just a player that, like, bugged the hell out of me. Craig Adams always made me mad.
Really? He's a Stanley Cup champ.
I know.
Chris.
He always just annoyed me.
Any reason in particular?
It was mainly that...
he had to stay in the lineup every night as a fourth liner?
You would always...
And he seemed to be like Dan Bylsma's teacher's pet?
Yeah, he was also just... It occasionally came through, very infrequently, but it did in his interviews. But it was more word of mouth that he was just an insufferable human being. That he was the kind of guy who went to Harvard and the first thing he told you was that he went to Harvard. That kind of guy. Don't have much patience for that. You know where Craig Adams was born? Country?
I'm going to say Iceland.
Would you like to hazard a guess on this one? Charlie, where Craig Adams was born?
It's probably somewhere in the UK.
He was born in...
Probably somewhere in the UK.
He was the only... He is the only player in NHL history born in the country of Brunei. Sultan of Brunei, Brunei. Yeah.
Bless you.
Do you have a second one?
Oh, I do. I wasn't going to do it.
Don't.
But this is it's one of the dumbest things I've ever seen. The transfer portal is so stupid. Oklahoma State transfer offensive tackle Grant Seagren is set to visit four schools. He's set to visit Auburn, Northwestern, Arkansas, and Oklahoma State. He is visiting the school he is threatening to transfer from. What the hell are we doing?
Under what auspices is he visiting? Like, he's just coming back around, hey, just saying what's
up? He's doing his, like, official visits, but visiting the school he's transferring from.
I just don't really know how. I don't know how he could be doing
that. That is so college football in 2025.
Is it because,
right there.
Is it because there's a different
new staff,
coach?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, okay.
He's going to arrange an official meeting with
so
the
wait,
new
Charlie,
coaching
you think
staff
the
there.
Transfer portal is stupid. Why?
Okay, so he says that he will return to Oklahoma State to visit with potential transfers as he evaluates his fit moving forward. And the tweet right underneath it was that meme that you had referenced.
Mulsey,
the
guy. The
shirt guy, yeah. It's great. The Christmas shirt.
I'm announcing
shirt.
I'm leaving Oklahoma State for
Oklahoma State.
This is the exact reason why it's stupid. Like, people are... It's the coaches as well. The coaching carousel finishing before the playoffs even start is dumb. I mean, kids are just leaving nonstop.
Charlie, dare I say it, you sound like a guy telling me and all the other people out here to get off your lawn.
You know what? Get off my lawn.
Okay. Most of these guys, by the way, Pony, you're aware of this. Most of these players in the portal don't even visit their new school. It's what's the price?
Yep.
And okay. Like, there are very, very, very high percentage of these guys who never have set foot on the campus of the school they're playing for until they actually get there to play.
And in college basketball, you have guys who are playing in the G League and who are drafted, who are going back to school because
of the
transfer portal. The
NCAA has said they're not going to allow that, I believe.
But they did, the president of the NCAA did tweet something like that. But he also said in the tweet, we really can't enforce what I'm saying because of lawsuits.
Oh, I didn't catch that part of it. My bad.
Transfer portal is stupid. And Rutgers basketball coach, somebody asked him, could you make a midseason transfer portal acquisition? And he said, sure, I would love to get a 36-year-old guy four kids that can actually
say,
come in and play.
I'm going to say one more thing then about that.
Why, is someone adding a guy like that? I wouldn't be surprised.
Exactly. The transfer portal is stupid.
I had this thought come into my head. I would love at like the lower levels of college basketball, right, where like you're in one of the minor conferences of the 300-plus D1 teams.
Yeah.
I would love to see a team just try to sneak like a random 29-year-old who can still hoop onto their squad. Like, you know, a guy who wouldn't show up on anybody's radar as being like this NBA recognizable player. Like, imagine a dude who went over and played in like Greece for 5 years and was balling out but decided to come back to the States. I'd just love to see a team try to sneak him onto their roster and see if anybody noticed.
Calipari went off on this last night after Arkansas's game.
Yes, I saw.
He actually made a good point. Apparently, the NCAA's moving of the goalposts on this whole guys who go into the draft and then end up in college it was a European player who did it, and we don't have any jurisdiction over what European guys do with the draft. So if a guy from France entered the draft and then played college basketball, well then, you know, there's nothing we can do about it because he's French.
Really?
Yeah, that was their comeback for it, yeah.
Transfer portal's stupid.
Thank you, what Charlie.
Forget it. That's a topic for
another
day.
What's your question?
Just what would be your solution?
Limit the transfers, put a salary cap on college.
You making them employees then, full-time, collective bargaining?
But we're paying them like it.
So would you let them collectively bargain and form a union?
Sure.
Okay, cool then. I'm with you there.
Good talk.
See you out there.
15-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19, Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. Fan weather brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. A lot of snow where I was today. It probably took me an hour and change to do my driveway. But whatever, it's a good workout.
A lot of people surprised that such a blue-collar man even does his own driveway.
I look at it and I get pissed at first, and I'm like, man, this is a lot of snow. But then once I get in the rhythm of doing it, it is therapeutic.
How much snow fell, dude? We had like we have about an inch and a half of snow at most.
No, I'm telling you, it was weird down in Washington County.
Like Cannonsburg, a little snow belt?
Yeah.
Well, you should know about that living in Buffalo.
We got probably 6 inches, maybe more.
Did you ever experience the phenomenon when you lived in Buffalo where they would say some towns would have literally green grass?
Yeah.
And then, and like 10
yeah,
miles
the city
over,
of Buffalo would barely get touched. And then down where the stadium is, where the Bills play,
there'd be
would
like
get
20
like
inches
feet
of snow.
Yep.
And then like, but they would also say if you go like another 10 miles, you'd see,
you're
again,
fine,
green grass. That is crazy.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
We make the plays.
All right, Mike Tomlin trusting the wide receivers who will play Sunday. DK Metcalf obviously out. Calvin Austin could come back. More excuse making from the Steelers on the DK Metcalf incident in today's Post-Gazette from Art Rooney's Two's favorite mouthpiece, Jerry Dulac. He wrote the following.
Wouldn't he be the stenographer since he's writing it, not saying it?
True. Well, it depends, because he's multi-platform, so he can be a mouthpiece and a stenographer.
Yes.
The Steelers remain upset that the NFL and Detroit Lions did not alert them before the game about the incident between Metcalf and the same fan a year earlier when Metcalf was with the Seahawks. Had they done so, additional procedures could have been put in place by the league, Lions, or Steelers to prevent what ultimately recurred. Why couldn't DK Metcalf share that
with
them?
Why is it the NFL's job? If DK says, hey, this dude did this last time, he might be there. Isn't that all you have to say?
Also, hey, the last time I was in Detroit, which is not ancient history, it happened last year. I just want to tell you guys that there was someone who called my mom a pretty vile four-letter word and also was saying racially charged things to me. Racial slurs. please be on the lookout for this guy. He wears blue hair and acts like a buffoon. Thank you.
Also, isn't
if
there,
I see him there, I will point him out to you pregame.
Isn't there a good chance that a guy like that, Ryan Kennedy, would probably be there early just to heckle DK?
Or did he like lay in wait there like a...
popped up out of nowhere.
Like a snake waiting on his prey, and he's like, I'm going to do this while the game happens.
I just can't, first and second I can't believe that really one of the major things that's going to derail what should have been a pretty simple, straightforward clinch the playoffs and clinch the division could be derailed by a guy who did that press conference.
I got to be honest with you. The more time that's gone on here, the more upset I'm getting at DK Metcalf for this.
I would agree. Because there's still been no proof. The guy vigorously denied the stuff Metcalf said he said, which is that's a he said he said. But I'm more when I get say I'm more and more annoyed with Metcalf. It's man, be proactive a little bit.
How did you even put yourself in this situation?
But you know what? There's a small part of me that's like, did he want this to not want it to happen? But did he want to see the fans so he could go over there and talk trash to him? You're putting yourself in a situation where you're going to allow this guy to get you so mad in the moment you grab him?
Here's the other thing from Dulac. It probably did not sit well with them either, that Metcalf's appeals hearing was handled by a one-time division rival and former Browns coach Chris Palmer, who was appointed by the league.
Ah, yes. I'm sure Chris Palmer has such beef with the Steelers. Didn't he also work as the Jags offensive coordinator?
The Browns fired him. Why would he be pro-Browns? He did not have success with the Browns. It's not like... famous Browns. It's like Bernie Kosar.
It's not like Ray Lewis overheard the appeal. What are we doing here?
It's excuse making. The guy should take responsibility for his own actions. And instead of being mad at security or the NFL appeals process, they should be mainly mad at DK Metcalf.
I would agree with that.
And as a fan, I am... If they miss the playoffs, Tomlin is public enemy number one. For me, number two is Metcalf, that he allowed for himself to blow up like that, miss time because of it. And then I'll also be upset that the Steelers have not done a good job of finding
Tomlin
plan Bs.
Tomlin one, Metcalf two.
And then Omar Khan probably three.
Man, I'm putting Rodgers on that medal stand. Yeah. I can't shake how awful he was against the Browns.
Yeah,
he deserves at least the bronze medal.
Yeah, I don't disagree with that either, I guess. Is there a fourth place award? Can we find room for four?
Yeah, you could have somebody like standing adjacent to this medal stand. Also, how about that kid just going in on Rodgers, that film analysis kid?
I love that guy.
He rose to the show. He absolutely, he totally got him, man. I thought it was very good analysis.
He's got his Kurt Warner jersey hung up behind him.
Jerry Rice. He's like very swiftly and decisively going through concepts saying Arthur Smith is doing his job. The pre-snap motion is doing its job. Why aren't you doing yours?
Let's talk to our number one stoner on the show, Johnny and Farrell. Hello, Johnny.
Hey, fellas. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year's.
You too.
Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year, Johnny. I know trees are always in your life, not just at Christmas time.
Yes. Yep, indoors and out. Hey, three things. I think they all lead into it. One, it took 16 games, but I don't know. What do you think maybe about some no-huddle action?
I knew you were going to say that. I wouldn't mind seeing it as just like a random one-series changeup. I'm fine with that.
Their offense looked the best doing that on Sunday.
I'm always fine with that as a little changeup. You just can't make the whole plane out of that. What else, Johnny?
Okay, which leads me to, do you remember when Baltimore kept showing that cover zero stuff, and then we kept burning them whether they backed out of it or not? When we had DK, if they're going to do that, dude, I'm telling you, Freiermuth on skinny posts. And then I would have split out Gainwell or just have him do like Ricky Waters did in the Super Bowl in 94 against San Diego, where he just ran straight up the field for that fly. Remember that?
What is the pregame ritual for Johnny and Farrell? Is it a bake right before kickoff? Is it a morning thing that you do and then you just kind of let it linger? Do you get after it at halftime? What's the game day strategy typically for you with that?
Yes.
Just yes.
Yes.
Yes to all that. All that. Thank you. I like to do all that, Johnny. Man, he's hearkening back to plays from
weeks ago.
And years ago.
And years ago. Well,
Super Bowl 29.
How many people listening to this show right now were alive for Super Bowl 29?
In 1994.
I mean, I remember
that was
that
in January
game.
Of 95, actually.
I remember that game. There are many people listening who were not even born.
Here's the leader of our lunatic friends, Johnny the Barber. Where were you in January of 1995, Johnny?
Me? I believe I was in the military in some far-off land doing things for God and country.
Well, thank you for your service.
Hold on 1 second. Hold on, buddy. I'll finish your haircut in a minute. I know I'm good, man. That's why you come to me. Yeah, I think the Steelers only have one legitimate chance. They can either do a Jared Goff Stafford trade with Baltimore and switch Harbaugh for Tomlin, or if you really want to be a winner, you got to go with you know who, the Ohio State's Ryan Day, soon to be two-time national champ winner back to back. And hopefully, savior of the Steelers.
How about Will Howard?
Well, of course, Will Howard's going to start. You're going to want to get our man Tate. Out of the draft. You got the basis of a great Ohio State based team. Just sure it up. Bring the quarterback in. Start him. You can bring your receiver. You have Jack Sawyer, who arguably right now. Is as good or better than T.J. Watt is now at his career. you can't lose,
Johnny.
It's a simple formula.
Question for you: if you had to come up with four letters that are going to define the year 2026, what would they be?
Four letters to define 2026.
Yeah.
OHIO.
Thank you,
and a happy new year to you.
He would pick the Steelers to win this game. You know why? I don't think the Ravens have any Ohio State players on their roster, no.
Oh, so wait, that's actually the BPI that you're referring to, the Barber Power Index.
Yeah. Oh, they have one, Tremont Jones.
But Jack Sawyer plays a much bigger role. Maybe not.
Malik Harrison.
That's two. So just on simple numbers game, they win in the BPI.
Yeah. And Will Howard is technically on the team, even though he doesn't play. But the morale of having a former national champion who went to Ohio State for a game like this is obviously...
Now, Troy Smith did play for the Ravens once upon a time, so there's that.
Well, I don't think it has anything... Okay, how about Cam Hayward?
We left off the most obvious one. Maybe... I'm surprised he's never called in with a, why don't they just let Cam be player coach?
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Reign. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Mike Tomlin trying to make sure that Sunday is not Aaron Rodgers' last game. Just the way he answered that made me feel like Tomlin thinks Aaron is probably going to retire at the end of the year. We'll see if Rodgers answers anything about that with reporters tomorrow. My guess is he doesn't. I don't think he's the type of guy that wants to let the cat out of the bag. I don't think he wants days before the last game with playoff. Well, I don't know.
He'll want to do it on his terms.
Yeah.
And in any kind of interview setting like that,
yeah,
it wouldn't be
right.
On his terms.
You're right about that. Trying to think of how Aaron Rodgers would he announce after the season ends that he's retiring? Would he want? Well, he pretty much said on McAfee show that this was going to be his last year.
He left the door ajar, but I don't think he's been so
really
uniformly good or great that you would suddenly say he's going to have a change of heart. I think, like, getting beat up like this, losing a game. Like, he honestly probably feels like losing to a guy like Shedeur Sanders and knowing he didn't play well because he even said he didn't play well. I bet you for a guy like that, he goes, if that's starting to creep in, it's time. Like, I might be able to string one or two together here and actually win a playoff game, but if I'm losing 13-6 to a guy who has no real business starting in the NFL, I think I've had enough.
Rodgers potentially done after this game. The Mike Tomlin stuff from Schefter saying it's within the range of outcomes that Mike leaves on his own accord after this game and either coaches somewhere else or gets into TV. I mean, what job would attract Mike? You know, what opportunity out there would he look? I mean, you could say if John Harbaugh got fired, he could look at the Ravens, but the Steelers wouldn't let him leave to coach the Ravens. They wouldn't let him leave to coach the Bengals. Where's like the place where they can mutually part and it's not acrimonious?
Well, I know,
I'm putting the cart way before the horse here, but just...
So like what team or could he go to where the Steelers wouldn't be mad? Wouldn't be the Raiders because of the historic stuff, and he wouldn't want to work for Mark Davis.
No, he wouldn't want to go there.
Even with like a first overall pick quarterback, he wouldn't.
No.
Giants?
I still think that's tough.
What if they were to say, we don't think Jackson Dart's the guy, Dante Moore comes out in the draft, we pick him?
I don't think Mike would leave this situation on his own accord for a question mark quarterback and a question mark organization. I think it'd have to be slam dunks.
How about this place, the place where all Steelers players go for retirement, Arizona?
Yeah, because he wants to go work with Kyler.
Nah, they say, hey, we're going to trade this guy. We're going to let you start fresh. It's in the desert. A lot
of
sunshine.
Still, though, I don't think that's a... I think the only thing that would attract him to another job if he wasn't getting fired here and he had to pick from a limited field.
Washington?
I still don't think so.
Broadly speaking, the DMV
Maybe because it's a new owner there now and the quarterback's there. I think the only way he'd leave is if he said, yeah, I've got way less job security with this team, but I actually think I can win a Super Bowl in the next 3 years.
I have a quarterback. I have some pieces. Now, Washington still needs some work, and Daniels
probably
needs
to... You can't say that about the Giants. You can't look at what Jackson Dart has done in the team writ
large and think
I can go there and win a Super Bowl
by
2030.
I don't think Jackson Dart's going to be like their quarterback necessarily next year. I think they have a real chance if Dante Moore's in this draft to take him
and trade him.
I think you can look at Daniels, even though...
Could you imagine that, by the way? Just a quick aside. Could you imagine if they drafted Moore and they traded Dart for peanuts, or they were about to, the string of shows Starkey would do leading up to that?
Well, I think Joe's a pretty sharp operator.
Honestly, they should trade a third-round pick for him right now.
Don't you think Joe has observed...
Jack Ham loved Jackson Dart.
Don't you think Joe has observed Jackson Dart taking more blows to the head than a heavyweight boxer, and he's probably softened his stance on him a little bit?
I don't know.
I think Jackson Dart
is... It took me a while to soften my stance on Kenny.
I don't think he's very long for NFL starting quarterback status. I think Washington's the only one. We're playing this game. We're just drawing it out here.
I don't think Dan Quinn's getting fired, though, a year after they went to the NFC Championship game.
So it would be he has a lame duck year, sets a record for wins with the Steelers, and then if Quinn doesn't deliver the goods next year, and like say they go 8-9 or something, Daniels is healthy but they're not good, they say we need a culture change.
But then if that happens, are you still convinced that Jaden Daniels is a quarterback you can win a Super Bowl
with? I think their roster has enough holes elsewhere where you could say they still need work, and they were way ahead of schedule when he was a rookie, because don't you think they kind of were? I mean, that rookie year feels like it was a bit of a mirage.
What if, I'm trying to think here.
The only reason I bring up Washington too, besides Daniels, is he's from like the Tidewater area of Virginia. That is not that far from D.C. It is the closest thing he has to a home team.
Yeah, and the owner's not a nincompoop anymore.
No, the owner's just like a regular guy, it seems like. They're going to have a new stadium there. They're not going to be in that mausoleum anymore. That's the only one.
Do you think he'd take
By the way, the irony of that would be you trying to get him on that Washington team playing a couple years ago, and it finally comes to pass.
Do you think he'd take the Tampa job?
Don't even. No. Nope.
If Bowles got
Does
fired...
Does he have a relationship with Bowles, like, pre-existing? Like, where he has... Like, I know he's really good friends with Raheem Morris.
Well, Bowles is from the Arians tree. But, no, Todd Bowles never coached in Pittsburgh.
Would he want to coach the Falcons if they can?
No, because they don't have a quarterback.
He wouldn't think Penix is the guy.
Why would he?
18 knee injuries. Good point.
I don't think he would look at Baker as a Super Bowl winning quarterback. He had a chance to bring him here and he didn't. He picked Mitch Trubisky instead. I don't think he does.
Where the hell else would he even want to go? Like, people throw out, you know what people they do? Like, although this guy's not going anywhere, it looks like. People throw up places like, maybe he'd want to go to Miami
All right,
and change the culture
I actually
there.
Think I found it. You ready?
Oh boy, here we go.
Let's say Bills lose in the first round. And they're just like, we've done this enough times with Sean McDermott. We're over it.
Okay.
Would he leave for the Bills job? I think he would.
And you know what that would be for Bills fans? My favorite meme. Old guy on Christmas wearing a red plaid shirt holds up the exact same shirt. Buffalo, welcome your
Meet
new
the
coach.
New boss. Same,
same
as the old
as
boss.
Same as the old boss.
Yeah, I think that's the one. I don't think the Bills, by the way, just, I don't think that they'd fire McDermott even if they lost in the first round. But that would be the one for me. And I wonder then, like, would the Steelers grant Tomlin
permission
to leave? They'd have to get compensation.
I was going
to
say the compensation would have to be good. You know what? Just another humor me situation here. He ended up in a place like that where we don't really hear that, like, the Pegula family, you know, they spend money. They've got a ton of it, right?
Yep.
They're independently rich outside of football. I would love to know how Mike would handle, like, assembling a coaching staff, because I think, like, the whole thing about he surrounds himself with older guys that he feels like he can kind of boss around and he's the alpha dog and everyone kind of just reports to him. Like, Arthur Smith even, like, has deference for him, obviously, given his history. I do wonder how that would happen or how that would go where he wouldn't presumably have kind of the budget that Art puts on him. Because I do think that's a little part of it, but how much of it would be remain to be seen. Like, would he actually try to hire a really good offensive coordinator? Would he go to somebody and say, hey, I'm new here.
Yeah.
But you're a hot name on the street. I want to bring you in.
The budget thing is negated by me with the lack of young, like, enterprising, up-and-coming people they've hired.
Especially in the offensive side.
You know? If you can afford to hire Arthur Smith, who's a former NFL head coach, you can afford to hire some hotshot who's in his early to mid-30s.
I guess Arthur Smith's
looked at as the next best.
I shouldn't say Arthur Smith is, like, not a young coach. He's in his 40s, which is still young in coaching terms, but he also just looks like he's 60.
No, but to me, it's
And he's also been a head coach
That's what
before.
I was just
going
to say. It's not about that. Yeah. He's already failed at something, and he's come back to the job he had before.
And the guy...
I'm saying a guy that's absolutely on the ascent of their career and not moving in the other direction.
I mean, who was the guy we all wanted was, what, Zach Robinson?
Yeah, that didn't work.
That did not work. Who? And then wasn't it, what, on either side of the ball, people cited, like, oh, he has Aaron Curry on his coaching staff, and that guy's on the rise as a late-30s defensive guy. Guess where Aaron Curry is? Not with the Steelers anymore.
No, he's with the Jets. Mm-hmm. Here is Dale on the fan. Hello, Dale.
Hello, fellas. First and foremost, healthy, happy new year to you.
You too.
Thank you, Dale.
Thank you so much. I'm inside my house in Crafton, by the way. I'm like, Scott, I don't need a CIA voice cover-up.
Thank you.
So I believe the Steelers are 1-5 versus playoff teams this year.
That's right.
If they lose to the Ravens, obviously, 1-6.
2-6, because they'll have beaten them, but yeah, still not good. Because they'll have beat them and lost to them. Yeah.
I'm sorry. Yeah, that's right. And then as far as getting rid of Tomlin, unfortunately, like you said, people from outside looking in think we're crazy. But the same as looking in at a relationship or a marriage. You think it's perfect from the outside, but what goes on behind closed doors, next thing you know, they're going through an ugly divorce.
And yeah, it's different. I like that analogy. We live right next door to them. You know, these other people, they see them once or twice a year. And they say, oh, my God, this is a perfect thing. Why would you ever want to mess with that? Listen to the way he talks. Look at what he says about his team. Look at these sound bites and everything else. Yeah, I agree with you.
And then it's a relationship that should have ended, like, say, 2 years ago, I would say. And it's going to get ugly if they get done.
But neither side is willing, Dale. Neither side's willing. And at any point has been willing to just make the uncomfortable decision to say, I think it's best if we don't see each other anymore. They just, neither side can do that.
It's going to get very uncomfortable when the fire of Tomlin chants come out if they get down and carry over to the draft. You got 60,000 people saying it. During a draft, if things go the way we think it's going to go, or possibly go, you're going to have several hundred thousand Yinzers downtown with signs.
The only thing I'm going to say about the draft is, and this isn't like meant to be a refutation of the idea that that would happen. The draft attracts fans of all teams.
I agree with you on this.
There would be Steelers fans there, but it would be a very mixed crowd that in balance would probably be more pro Tomlin because they're fans of other teams like the Jets, the Browns, etc. I don't think there would be this insane over the top fire Tomlin stuff.
Yeah, because the people that make up the crowd at the draft are not all Steelers fans.
Even predominantly. It's a lot of
32 teams are represented.
Why does Art Rooney want the draft, or why did he want it so bad? Because people from all over come to Pittsburgh for it.
I'm thinking back on what he said about how the game is going to sound and what it's going to look like Sunday. He said, I think this has a chance to get very, very ugly. It ultimately didn't get ugly against the Dolphins because they had won the week before in Baltimore, and the game kind of got off to a slow start. You know, teams really weren't doing much either side of the ball before that last drive right at the end of the first half by the Steelers. But, you know, they had a little bit of a grace period because they had just gone in and upset Baltimore and beat Lamar Jackson on the road. This team's coming off a loss to Cleveland, and their fans rightfully think that this game should be treated like a bye week and not an AFC North championship game.
Mm-hmm.
So if they get down early and it's clunky offensively and Rodgers is struggling and making his faces and everything else,
it's like an oven being preheated. They are pre-restless already. Like the temperature has already automatically risen in there.
And that is going to be, I think, cause for a lot of.
Here's another thing.
You want to talk about fans getting after each other? It's a playoff atmosphere, and there's going to be Steelers fans there making it uncomfortable and getting on the home team and basically taking home field advantage
and throwing
away
it in the
from
garbage.
The Steelers. That's not going to sit well with a lot of Steelers fans who go to that game, and it's going to, I think, get ugly fan-on-fan crime screaming at each other like, why are you saying this right now? We're trying to make the playoffs.
Here's another thought. You know what they're probably not going to do, guaranteed, even if they win the game? Come out firing early and have 14 points on the board because they've gone how many years? How many?
65 games.
So they're not...
Without more than 7 points
so
in the first quarter.
So guess who's a pretty safe bet to not silence any disgruntled fans by coming out and waltzing right down the field for two touchdowns? The team that literally has a record-length streak, of not doing that.
Here is the other queen of the PM team, Candy in Monroeville. Candy, we just got your card today. Thank you so much for the thoughtful words.
Oh, you're more than welcome, guys. And I mean it sincerely. And forgive me, I just put a potato chip in my mouth.
That's great.
Now, what's your favorite potato chip brand? What do you like? Are you plain, salt and vinegar, Ridges, Ruffles? What do we like here?
Plain old Ruffles.
Great choice.
But, I'm going to say about, do you think Tomlin's going to be gone? I'm going to quote my mother. Hope springs eternal in the minds of fools. And I'm many things, but I'm not a fool. And I do not expect him to be going anywhere. I think even if he has a losing record one of these years, they're going to say, well, this is an aberration. And he'll be better, but I'm going to be really honest with you guys.
Yeah.
I can hardly stand to listen to Tomlin talk anymore.
It's the same old, old, Candy. He uses the same phrases.
Candy, you're the opposite for us. Whenever you call in, we get excited. We get a big grin on our face whenever we
You're one of the two queens of the PM team. That's rarefied air.
Hey, and I appreciate it, guys. I really do. But I just don't know what to... I do know what I think. I think that as long as Tomlin's there, and as long as Art Rooney's in charge, much as I love the Rooneys, I think we just better get you. We should be used to it after 9 years, but you don't even see a glimmer. I mean,
I agree with that point, Candy. Actually, you said it in such plain terms that I don't think people have necessarily made that point. There really has never been a time where it felt like it was in true doubt.
What do you mean?
Like a glimmer of the idea that there's going to be a change here. I don't think there's ever really, like, we've speculated and hypothesized on it on the air. Oh, maybe this is finally the straw that breaks Mike Tomlin's back here and they just get sick of it. In fact, I remember like very puffing my chest out. I think we just watched Mike Tomlin's last game. And then like a week later, I felt like the biggest moron, I'm not going to swear when Candy was just on, the biggest moron in the township here because it seemed like such a farce to have suggested that.
But they've added more logs to the fire since then, Chris. We're working on year 9.
I know, but
lose.
What Candy, I think you're saying is, to this point, we have not seen it get close, and you are right. It has not been close in the minds of the people, the person who makes this decision, Art Rooney, to actually let him go.
Candy, you have a happy new year.
Yes, you guys have a happy new year and all the rest of your fans as well.
Thank you, Candy.
Thank you, Candy. She sent us a card today. It was awesome.
I just wonder if you asked, I mean, Art last year actually said he's a tremendous motivator when he was asked what made Mike a great coach. He said that, not a listener. Those were his words. If they do miss the playoffs again, like, what would he say to defend Mike against his critics as a great coach? Would he just go to the old, he's never had a losing season? Well,
honestly, that's all that would be left because the Rodgers thing would immediately get refuted by Art. He's the one who demanded to bring him in. Oh, he was trying it out with a guy who is going to retire now. Well, yeah, he's the guy who brought him here.
He wanted him.
The quarterback himself said, I am here because of him. No, I think he would, at this point, all he'd have left as the owner would be, yeah, he won more games than he lost. What are you going to do?
Would he play that everybody's allowed to have a bad year card?
But how would he even call it a bad year when winning more than you lose, by his definition, could never be a bad year?
Tonight.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.